소소하시 나게 천지 변소나게 놀라운지 사제 도발소제 전남소제 전남아의 전주파도 단일자소지 나게 천지 변소나게 놀라운지 사제 도발소 전하소제 전하마라 전주파도 단일자소치 나게 천지지배 소나마지 놀라빈치를 상계두마라쇼
당가도 도마 주신인데 주님의 강가 네 주제 나로를 치치가 제거했다라다 선바트 주제 컴비 나로를 진지고
So the teacher and the listeners first we both need to enter the house of the house of the dharma so house of the dharma that house of the dharma is the mahayana dharma house So to enter this Mahayana house from one viewpoint, it is not that hard. It just change the attitude or the motivation. It is not that hard.
Then do you pen a senator, Simba Tosha Senare, Carisena Monsen and Natsuki Carson? Been a new movie, not such a yogi, Tandalaji, been a man of the Hojanja War or Sala.
So, what we're going to do by entering that house is we are studying about medicine that can overcome the defilements. So when we listen to the teaching, not just observe and listen what he is talking about, not like that, but whatever the teacher teaches, we gotta integrate that with our mind and need to understand and and put into practice.
Tāngā sīkī ālē tōma ngē tōma ngāñchū chū chēkī nōgā tō mōmī mā jē āchē tōmbā jū jī nāgī bēnā sāngchē tāngchē tēndō zō bē sāngchē chī kōmō tō bē chē tēngi ngē sāngchū lāngchē rīmbā tē shīgā yō yā sāngchē rī tēndrī kē sāmbā ngāngā shīshū nōgā jī yōng tū yī tēndā lā tē sī chī sāna tōgā yī nā sā.
So as usual, we will try to, you know, reshape our motivation that, you know, try to learn this, you know, for the sake of all sentient beings, that kind of wholesome attitude we try to do our best to generate and, you know, meditate, pose on that midst of that attitude for a moment. So what we are listening is, you know, everybody know it is called the stages of the path to enlightenment, and it was composed by the great master Lama Tsongkhapa, and when he composed, it divided into four chapters. So this explanation of the stages of the path to enlightenment has four parts or the four chapters, you know, and, you know, this four is the root chapter, so we always, you know, start with this four chapter, and, you know, another sub-chapters, you know, maybe we cannot able to follow, you know, but, you know, we will always, you know, start with this fourth chapter, the first chapter showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions, and the third, how to listen to and explain the teaching, and fourth, how to lead students with the actual instructions.
Also, Lord Chanzo said that the Sajjah Jibotel, Kuwada, which is a letter in the Sala, the Kaduna, Kudewa Chigi, also, Chukuzuba, and the Babi Chowadi, so Sajjah in the Badnayans on the Shiganayan, Kode, and Georgi, and not Katu in Basala, the Sajjah Dodo Dodo Nyajigoro was.
So, you know, we try our best to remember this, you know, for root chapters that, you know, we can able to count. And, the first chapter is the showing the greatness of the teaching's author, you know, the main teaching's author, you know, the source of the teaching is from the historical Buddha Shakyamuni, but, you know, at this time, you know, we don't have that much, you know, time, so we focus on the greatness of the Master Atisha.
Ani sachin nyimpa tela ani danga la kyoba chi gasa re chuje chewa shiba tela ani chuchu sonda ma re chuchu sonda chewa shi yinba as danga la kyoba chi zayi sachin nyimpa tela.
So the chapter 2 showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions, it has three la chichu de chewa ne chisegudo jena maybe chichu son de chewa ji gone chipa to pa gore sala ro jo no re chimbo segedi so 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 re re ne lo be re lo ne mon ro da ga je sa je ni pa ta la yen den ro bo de je son chimbo che de je chimbo che yo asala so it has three sap chapter or and four another chapter I guess we went through that maybe some of you guys remember I don't remember it so if anybody remember
we've been through the first two
ta de gon chima shin de chigo
previous enabling one to know all the teachings of free of contradiction
tenye se gong gi sachet chi uzu je logan tena den ro je khaja sa sona ro so so ma de so so den go ma de tena la re chem se de je ro mo chi so de sa che ka ri go ne so re zen so wa chi so na chi tong de tong ba de re ni ba de re ni ba de la tun de chi hi re so ma de len de chi hi re sen so so lo la ra ba chi cha tu wa yin na shu ma la re chem gi yo zo chi sa che go ne go wa do do chi ni ro ti ten da la uzu je go re sa
So, you know, these chapters are very, very important, you know. When we close the book, then, you know, if we try to meditate or, you know, if somebody asks, these stages of the path to enlightenment, Lam Rim has how many, you know, root chapters, what are the root chapters, and as well as the, you know, what is the, you know, sub-chapter of the first root chapter and the second root chapter, and it goes chapter by chapter by chapter. So, you know, when we close the book, then, you know, it really, you know, we have all this imagination or the recollection of all the chapters, then it is very easy to follow and easy to teach and easy to meditate. So it is very important. That is why we really try to emphasize on these chapters. So if we really try to meditate, then, you know, first we need to understand the, you know, chapter and try to count the chapter. When you able to count the chapter, then you able to, like Rinpoche mentioned earlier, that, you know, it is easy to, meditate. So chapter by chapter, it sum up, chapter is the sum up of the that thing, then you can elaborate, you know, as vast as you can, or, you know, it will conclude in a, you know, few sub chapters, and it is easy to meditate. That is why, you know, chapters are important.
Mm-hmm. ani sonra mali danga de chi chwa de cha chi ta somba ani kare re ye yu gumba dala ji ni chwa se ti khatu le de res
so we did all the you know greatness of the you know things what we did, and now, so the four root chapter we already counted is over here, and another sub roots I couldn't follow. So if you guys could remember or looking at the things, if you guys can discuss that, that helps to the people, I think, for everybody. And where we are is, I guess, we are in the, page 53, the greatness of enabling one easily to find the conqueror's intent. That is where we left. So, and this is one of the, root chapters, chapters. So, So page 53, and chapter 3 of the first root chapter or second root chapter, sub chapter of the first root chapter or second root chapter. I am lost. So. So anyway, we are in page 53, the greatness of enabling one easy to find the conqueror's intent. So what is conqueror's intent?
The jiyu gomba dela de nyibi chewa chibi jiyu gomba te gara leja go sene chona jiyu gomba ta tuba da sanji ji kopan de rwa sala da.
So the ultimate conqueror's intent is Buddhahood or the enlightenment.
Tandak di ye ni shangchu lang ren chenpo la ten ne jeyu gomba dela ta nye go re sebe jeyu gomba le karele ja go re se so na ni sanje ye sunbi sunro yonsu zoba ye ni gomba chile ja go wa se la da.
So in here, what is the conqueror's intent in Lamrim is we need to know that in this, conqueror's intent would be the all the teachings of the Buddha.
Katushi sona, ani shanchu lanre chemo la tene ani jayu gombi sunroji gombi tatu bi ani shang kasa chubu sunja lanje rinba dang lanju zo nansu dele jane ani te gomba dela de niyegre sa lagu arsa.
So if we directly say that, then, if we learn, the Lamrim, then, then we can able one easily to find or understand the, as the like three principal paths, and as well as the the path of the three scopes practitioner of the three scopes, okay. So we read through the text, the classic text, the scripture along with their commentaries are the supreme instruction. Yet even if beginners, person without extensive training, delve into them, they will not discover their intended meaning without depending on the personal instruction of an excellent being. Even if they find the intended meaning, their search will require a very long time and a great deal of effort. However, if they depend on personal instruction of a guru, they will easily come to know the intended meaning. This instruction of the lamp for the path to enlightenment will readily bestow certain knowledge of the key point of the Buddha's word and the treatises. I will explain at length how this is done in the appropriate section below.
Lami mienga lama, lami chui pui chie nyando tane tindu debu lama. Lami mienga la tene dela tu toban joro wasi chidoa. Dela jima jana jima du. Tenda debu tete jewa ne dere. Kuzi inchi tone jima chie yen kogu yu joro wata.
Jima chishin jurshya. Juri yelda.
Dusi chada. Jiyu kumbha dhala dha nye bishir dhe, jiyu kumbha dhala dha sayde, nye guye ki kari hako guri se sona tanji nage. Shanchu lanri chenpo la dhe ne, lami mienga, shanchu lanri chenpo la dhe ye lami mienga dha shanchu lanri chenpo nye la dhe ne, dhe sona, sanje ki sona bhi ka jindri dhe su sayye, dhe jo dhundu, gundri ki dhe jo mambo dha se kalya jago kumare, dhe se kalya chunchu gwa na lansa hako gundu guri yes, kese dhe rawa, dhanda dhudu chena.
So as you know, as Rinpoche wondering, you know, might or might not, you know, translate as you know, as the Tibetan text. So I told, you know, it looks like, you know, it is translated exactly the same, I think. So, you know, if Rinpoche think that, you know, it has not translated exactly as it is, then, you know, further interpretation might help a little bit. So, like, you know, find the conqueror's intent means, you know, the like mentioned here, you know, listening to the gurus, and you know, with the lamrim, then you know we can able to understand all the, you know, the commentaries, and the, you know, and the, you know, sutras, you know, there are many volumes, you know, all those things are without any, you know, going through all the texts, you know, you can learn the, you know, key intent of the Buddhas.
Dhamma dhene kata tenji jin ne la nye pa dhela tu te wan jo te es, te yi tsi ne ka na si jeba ten ro es, ka ka le shi zi tu wo na lin tse ka le shi gu yin sa wara dhela tu kandu to tu gu res. Ale te yi cheba mandu, te yi cheba ju gu sa ma re, te tata de sa ma re, to wan du si cheba cheta.
So the thing is, like mentioned here, you know, by relying on, you know, the lamrim, you know, how can one able to understand the, you know, understand the, you know, intent of the Buddha. If somebody asks, you know, then what kind of understanding or what kind of feeling, you know, we will get.
So if
As like that, then you know, if we recall or we understand this, you know, see a chapter, the greatness of enabling one, easy to find the conqueror's intents, all this up to D, then, you know, we can able to answer that question. Otherwise, you know, it is like just reading a story or something like that.
Kiji pending he tanji na ki so so le to de lewa de ji go ba de kare yin na sa ngi ji lo le na sa le go se la de ki ti so di je la.
So like Rinpoche mentioned earlier, if somebody say what is the Buddha's intent, then you know at immediately, you know, you have to we have to arise a doubt that, you know, what could be the Buddha's intent? You know, you want to know, kind of you develop, generate a curiosity or kind of doubt, you know, what is the conqueror's intent? So that kind of feeling we should have. So then, you know, arises that curiosity or question or doubt, then, you know, immediately, you know, you will know the conqueror's intent is the three principle path. So if that is the three principle path, then, you know, how, you know, Buddha or the, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa teach or elaborate this three principle path in Lamrim, then you will go through the chapter by chapter, then you will know all this you know, three principle path in full details. So if you go further, then you know, if somebody asks why this three principle path is the intent of the Buddha.
Sanje ji gomba le kari yore se zona, sanje tanju zubi sanje ji salan roye ge lang nyane ji rinpa ten shari, lang nyane ji rinpa ten la lang zu no su mandi yoyo marwas, geche siye na tata rata tu sarwas.
So because, you know, the Buddha's ultimate, you know, aim is that, you know, to lead all the sentient beings into his state or into Buddhahood. So, you know, so in order to attain or lead all the sentient beings to Buddhahood, then, you know, the path to follow in that kind of state is through the three principle path. So therefore, you know, if we study this Lamrim and able to understand that, you know, the three principle path, then, you know, through that, you know, we will able to know and able to practice all the teachings of the Buddha, you know, easily. So, you know, this thing was, you know, put into practice by the great masters, and they got all those, you know, realizations, you know, and put into the scripture. So, you know, if we able to practice like those masters, then we will we will attend all the attainments, you know, as mentioned in the Lamrim, you know, as those masters has attained, you know, we will also get the same result. But, you know, what we are doing is we are not practicing, but, you know, we are just merely, you know, following that scripture that, you know, Master has practiced this and attained this kind of realization, such and such, you know. Even though, you know, we are not practicing, but, you know, if we analyze those through, you know, reasoning, then, you know, it will convince us, and as well as, you know, we can understand those things through reasoning easily.
Nge kyesi si de je ngaro na gi chipa yin ba ji ja chen si wo da sa la da ya la re chim nyang len tan chen nge yo so na ya go da sen ma.
So Rinpoche is telling this, you know, he assume, you know, everybody is not practicing like him, but he is not sure. Maybe there are great practitioners of Lamrim, who knows. So if there is somebody, then he really want to apologize that. So the greatness of enabling one easy to find the Buddha's intent is the analogy is like, you know, all the Buddha's teachings are such as like a big ocean, and the three principal path is the essence of that ocean, like a jewel in that ocean. So that is the example or the analogy. So in ancient time, you know, when you go to the ocean and to collect those treasures, the jewels from the ocean, then what you need is you need a real good ship and as well as a good captain of the ship. So, and the analogy is, if you want to get that jewel from that ocean, first you need to have the, you know, ship and the captain. So, likewise, you know, the captain is the guru, you know, or the lama who going to teach you, and the ship is the stages of the path, this Lamrim text. So there's the analogy to get that, you know, jewels.
Kichin nang ama chuzun lomba tere meshe mese jaga da nga zong piyano peyogi lomba tese nang ama jangso paka la nobel niya san rogo re sene pichi sene chuyi guan nung rogo yegi rong zong lomba shi yendo sa lana.
So, you know, he don't know about the Western, you know, countries, but in ancient Tibet and India, there are many stories or the legends that merchants go in a big ship with, you know, many, you know, many crews. They go to the big oceans to gather the jewels. So because of all those stories and the legends, you know, there are many analogy or the examples for the ship and for the ship's captain.
So
So in ancient time, you know, there is really, you know, in the oceans there are a lot of jewels, you know, like Atisha's master Lama Silingpa's country, you know, over there, you know, the people has their own, you know, piece of land or piece of place that, you know, they have jewels in their, you know, backyards or whatever, and they dig the holes and put the jewels there, and you know, when they sell the jewels and, you know, live on those things. So, you know, later on it, you know, distinct, but in the early fortunate time, it really happened or it really exists, as mentioned in the scriptures. So because of the degenerated time and the people's, people's luck or whatever, those things disappear.
So,
and then later on also, you know, we could not find the real jewels, but, you know, we can find a very unusual shape and, you know, arts, different unusual rocks from that, you know, oceans. You know, the Segun Rinpoche also got some very unusual jewel-like, you know, stones that come from the Lama Silingpa's place. You know, the place is called Siling. So in the Siling place, you know, they got, you know, a lot of rocks, like jewels or whatever. So today you can see in the Senshab Rinpoche's mandala. Sirgung Doji Chang, not the Senshab, Sirgung Doji Chang's mandala. Nowadays, if we go there, you know, forget about the jewel, forget about those unusual stones, you know, nothing is there, just a big ocean. So because of the time, because of the people's, luck, or, or the behaviors or whatever, you know, all those things gradually, you know, stinks or minimize. So, and also in the scripture, at the fortunate time, you know, people are like, you know, like the celestial beings. They don't have to eat, and they have their own, body radiant, and like that. Then gradually, you know, it diminish, and then, you know, at the before time, you know, there are, you don't have to work to plant the grains and food, and like that, it happens spontaneously, and then later on, then you have to, you know, you have to plow and all those things, and gradually, nowadays, as it is.
Tendu kyeche de deri son chozo de hie zo na pa ta je jeng 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 ne pe je nang ge de ne le ge ne kan shi ma de ma zo chu ne xie dong jian ne da da de ne yo de se ba.
So that is mentioned in the scripture, but you know, if we talk like that, you know, nowadays, then people might kind of don't believe it or might want to experiment or, you know, do a research or whatever, but it mentioned in the scripture.
So, you
know, we study this Lamrim and how we're going to use this and put into practice, you know.
Ale tombo chiro tsugi tenda tata kobo ye na ani de ma ji lo tombo pe che ma ji lo ani pe che kha pa de je ne ka ma ji ni je sa na ji ta ta na kan de ji kho du ji ta ta da sa da.
So we got to do the experiment that, you know, we read the text and then, you know, and then close the text and then contemplate on what we read, you know, contemplate on that and what kind of experience and what kind of understanding we got, you know, just pause for a moment and experiment for a couple minutes, you know, how we feel, you know. Do experiments like that once in a while. So, you know, when we read, you know, not only just reading, really try to understand the meaning of that, you know, that line. Otherwise, you know, if we put all our energy just to read, go through and not try to remember the, you know, meaning of that, then, you know, it doesn't help much.
Bene chenbo shu shu ji pena ranji le ja te ji nyane che thosen da nge che bo shu ri ma khatu de ma lo de mo ne ron de da cha che mo shu ji de ji bene semba ga bo ji pe do chenbo de semba ma le le ro jo nang ro de se da bene nga la ha ba jo so ni ji yong du se la da ji nyane re se ge me mo ne yong.
So Rinpoche is not claiming that he is really practicing the Lamrim, but, you know, when he go read the, you know, go through the text, you know, he has some kind of really, you know, sense of really kind of feeling that, you know, how fortunate I am and, you know, how, you know, I wish, you know, I could able to, you know, put all those into practice and gain that kind of realization. That kind of feeling, genuine feeling, it arises to him, you know. But, you know, if we don't have that kind of, you know, any sense of feeling, then, you know, it's not much.
Tendri chen ko yang chu su de gamma dan yang san su lo yang san su ga wa de zhuang nang de wu ji jie tendri ji jie na ni ka le ka le ji sheng yi ji tou le ma dai qian de wu ji yuan yi ji ruo shi la da.
So if we do like that one time, two time, three time, and then gradually, you know, it really integrate with our you know, mind stream, and, you know, it we will get closer, you know, to it, and if we feel kind of really joy, enthusiastic to, you know, put into practice, you know, then we will get kind of, you know, kind of the result.
So
So like, you know, if we go to a library and there is the, 100 and something volumes of Buddha's teaching and 200 something volumes of commentaries by the Indian masters on the Buddha's teaching. So, you know, if somebody told you that if you want to attain enlightenment or the Buddhahood, then you have to study all this volume of texts. If somebody told you, then, you know, you will immediately tired. No way, I go home, I don't want to attend Buddhahood. We definitely going to say that.
Once you tell me, and you saw when you're doing it, Sana doing it, there's a reply, and I'm doing it, and you're doing it, and you're doing it, and you're doing it, and you're doing it, and you're
So we are lucky that, you know, we don't have to study all those volumes of texts, but, we got this small text, Lamrim practice. This is all really summed up like a jewel, and it is a perfect recipe, you know, is there. And now what we have to do is we have to make some effort to do the cookings, that's all. So recipe, everything is ready there. So now, we cannot blame for the resources, like, you know, the Lamrim text, this kind of text, translate in the English, and you find the people who can guide you through this, the teaching. So, you know, now what we lack is our enthusiasm. Otherwise, resources, everything is, perfect there.
Lāngrī jindā tāne nā sōngā dī, lāngrī chāmbā tī chī gīlū bā yirē sī kēchā tāne xīngā yō tī, bē tī chū yī bē tī kār sī jū nā bō tī mālā bī tā rē sī, sī tāne yā kāchā nā dūā.
So the great master usually said that some people tell that this Lamrim stages of true enlightenment is the practice of Gelugpa. But, you know, they say that's very wrong mistake, people who tell this, they don't know anything about Dharma. Because if you said that this Lamrim is the practice of Gelugpa, then you are saying like, Buddha's teaching is the practice of Gelugpa. So in other terms, it is not merely a Buddhist philosophy, but it is a path or the method to transform a wild person into a wholesome, good person or a good heart person. So if we have if Rinpoche could have a perfect English and hardship of the language, then he can able to teach Lamrim as our everyday, living, practice. So we will break here.
다제 요금바 데라드 님바 생이디 사제데 다가스 민병원도 방사로 했었다.
So we done the greatness of enabling one easy to find the conqueror's intent.
코로나 대유진이 코로나서 제바템 저러서 해야 되긴 근데 지금 연주기 삼바시비 카톨라이니 라리 점으로 지시에서나 아니 연주기 삼바기 카톨 시에로지 안 된저 된제 카톨 카톨 예 카톨 카톨 된다 된데 가서 라자 라자 때 가서고 다 건제 레하고 지니 히에지 요로 때 거고스 때만 저러서 때는 거고 인사로 오네 거고스 때만 저러서 인지 도와 되노
So I will explain that length how this is done in the appropriate sections below. That means, you know, it will coming up, you know, at the time when we talk about the, you know, renunciation and as well as the, you know, perfect human rebirths and so on at that, you know, particular time.
변은 두 생사를 변으로 어제 단답 알레 제단 주기도 원이 오는데 다 알레 건도 도모건 이번은 고추이다 니시 점을 한 것은 로생이 된 고추잖아요 네 되디 주원도 so
we will go down the chapter and then you know it looks like it is coming up in details so the d the greatness of enabling one to refrain automatically from great wrongdoings.
알레 사지도 고추고인 다슬라다 니시지모랑가스 로야.
So we gonna start from this chapter.
저도 니시지모랑가스 로아시디 이니 저도 가족이 다 가르사고 다 링가에서 모차한테 그 다 간지 많이 가르치 저주시 대도로 왔을라다.
So the you know automatically refrain from great wrongdoing means that you know right now you know all our three doors you know automatically you know going toward the you know wrongdoing
변은 가족이 단단히 지시 신주 정의나 단도 쇼기 알람바선에 소속이 몰래 개체시디 개체 간대지시 선반은 간대지 코에 변은 리주번은다 쇼지시 자야 간제 드르기 선나지 동선나 지 게이션 로아스 페체 메비선을 지열했다라다
So if we check ourselves from, you know, looking back, you know, from the beginning of the today's morning till now, then, you know, maybe, you know, physically we didn't, we might have not done a great wrongdoing, but, you know, mentally, you know, if we check, then, you know, it is hard to say that we didn't have done a great wrongdoing. And as well as verbally. So, you know, if you check like that, then, you know, we have done many, you know, wrongdoings since from today morning till now through you know, mentally and maybe verbally, maybe not from physically, but, you know, there might not have any, you know, good deeds, you know, if we check.
관제 변에 니마치 너는 쉬어보 멍청하지다 배치 로마대 겨와도 매겨 관여만이 로마대 원래 대그리스라다 병안로 위행아 대기행에 사기행세
And almost, most our, you know, three doors, you know, things went in a, you know, neutral, you know, states, not a, you know, virtue, not a non-virtue, just a neutral that, you know, I am going, you know, I'm going to eat. I'm going to lie down, I'm going to sit down, like that kind of, you know, neutral states.
다디기 니슈 쳔보시비 니빠슈에게 쳔보데 가르를 고고르사나 니 추봉이 레라 고고도사.
So over here, you know, a refrain from great wrongdoing means this great wrongdoing is, you know, as mentioned here, you know, it is like, you know, abandoning Dharma.
추봉이 레사세드 모자지 두탈의 중요성으로도 추케 랭이라고 지지만도
So the abandoning Dharma, it happened,
you know.
So this abandoning the Dharma mostly happened to the, you know, to the Buddhist that who take refuge in three jewels, you know, mostly happen to the Buddha's follower, but, you know, some, you know, like happen to, you know, non-Buddhists too.
Tadiba logo in the Aletino. Nishi Chimboranga Sendrovanes, don't you Pema Kabusla and the Pema Kabut, don't you choose? Bema Kabo, the Dembotomi Luni Sheba Taz, Sanja Jaka Tanching Udon Jibe, Sanja Yi Tau Demba Magoas, Gashi Sanja Yi Tau Dan Gashi, Sanja Yi Gis Zones, Zangetan, Rimiritan, Tepa Chechung de Shedes, Shan Sengin Della Logubin, Della Log Mugoso She, Doja Zona, Nichupa on Jedes, Nabata Tanji Dibin Doles.
So we will read through the text. The Lotus Sutra set Dharma, a Pudareka Sutra, and the chapter of the truth speaker, you know, Satyaka Parivarta, explained that all of the Buddha's word directly or indirectly teach methods for becoming a Buddha. There are those with misunderstanding who hold that some teaching are method for becoming a Buddha and some teaching are obstacle to becoming a Buddha. They then differentiate the words of the Buddha into good and bad, reasonable or unreasonable, and great and small vehicles. Finally, they hold that some teaching are to be cast aside, saying a bodhisattva should train in this and should not train in that. Thus, they abandon the teachings.
Tegi tenda te yin basen. Sanje ki sumba gahi sanje bela nyanle chagu ure, gahi nyanle chagu mara yu shaya resen. Tendri ki sanje ki yawa tanga, tendri ki kasa yatsu ki chepa da sanje si chepa da sanje yawa tanga.
So like that, you know, if we did like this kind of thing, then, you know, we have accumulated the, you know, abandoning Dharma, such as we are the great practitioner, and we should not practice the, you know, like the Sharvakas, Pratitya Buddhas, like that, you know, self-liberations. You know, because we are seeking the, you know, full enlightenment. So, you know, look down to the all those practice and discriminate, and all those things are, you know, abandoning the Dharma.
Chopon
So we read through the text, the sutra, gathering all the threads, Sarvaka, Vaidilaya, and Samgraha Sutra says, Manjushri, the karmic obstruction of the abandoning the excellent teaching is settled. Manjushri, however, distinguishes some of the words spoken by the Tathagatas as good and some as bad, abandons the teaching. One who abandoned the teachings by having abandoned it deprecates the Tathagata and speak badly of the community. If you say this is reasonable, this is unreasonable, you abandon the teaching. If you say this was set forth for the sake of bodhisattvas, this was set forth for the sake of the Sarvakas, you abandon the teaching. If you say this was set for the sake of Pratikya Buddhas, you abandon the teaching. If you say this is not a training of bodhisattvas, you abandon the teaching. So the sutras, usually, you know, all the sutras are, not necessarily direct spoke or teaching, teach by the Buddha's word or Buddha's mouth. So sometimes there are, sutras that Buddha blessed sutras. And some sutras are, Buddha endures or something like that. So like, our Heart Sutra is actually, it is a question and answer between the, two bodhisattvas. But, it is the sutra. It is the said by the Buddha's word. So like that, there are many sutras that some are Buddha has not spoken from the mouth. So we need to know these things
too.
So this, sutra gathering all the threads and those, sutras that are, Buddha directly spoke to Manjushri about the abandoning the Buddha. So. So the abandoning dharma means the, like the Heart Sutra. The main audience of the Heart Sutra is bodhisattvas. So this is the bodhisattvas practice. And, you know, like Four Noble Truths, the main audience is the Shravakas. So, you know, if we say, you know, if we say like this is for the teaching, mainly teach for the Shravaka, so that much is not abandoning Dharma. But, you know, if we say that these are teaching given to the Shravaka, so the, you know, the Bodhisattvas should not, you know, practice or study these kind of, you know, things, you know, really, you know, kind of look down and discriminate. If we do like that, then it is abandoning Dharma. Otherwise, you know, merely mention, you know, this is for the Bodhisattvas, this is for the Shravakas, and this is for the Pratikya Buddha's practice, then, you know, it won't consider as abandoning Dharma. So we said that, you know, Buddha's first teaching given in the Varanasi, and the main audience are the, you know, Hinayana audience. So, you know, if somebody say like that, you know, that's right, that's okay. That's not abandoning the, you know, teaching or the Dharma. It is like, you know, from depth of your heart, you know, that you kind of discriminate and look down and, you know, kind of, try to divide or divisive kind of action or the all those things, then, you know, it is accumulating, abandoning Dharma's non-virtue. So if one, you know, commit this kind of non-virtue, then it is a very, you know, severe, severe sin or severe negative, you know, karma. So, like mentioned here, we read through the text, the fault of having abandoned the teaching is very great. The King of Concentration Sutra, Samadhi Raja Sutra, says, the wrongdoing of one who abandons the collection of the sutra is far greater than that of one who caused the destruction of all of the stupas here in Jambudvipa, means here in earth. The wrongdoing of one who abandoned the collection of sutra is far greater than that of the who kill arahat, equal in number to the sand of the Ganges. So in this way, you know, abandoning Dharma is a really, really severe, you know, kind of severe non-virtuous action. So in general, There are many ways that abandoning the teaching can occur. However, the way indicated above is the worst. So take pains to eliminate it. So moreover, since you overcome abandonment by merely gaining certain knowledge of the first two greatness, as indicated above, you automatically are kept from wrongdoing. So seek such a knowledge through extensive reading of the chapter of the Truth Speaker and the Lotus Sutra. In the sutra, gather all the threads. You will find other way of the abandoning teachings. So, you know, when we have a knowledge of the above three greatness, then, you know, it automatically keep us from wrong doing this abandoning dharma. And also, you know, wanna know further, you know, there are really, you know, precisely, you know, talk about those great wrongdoings in the sutra of the Truth Speaker and Lotus Sutra.
Chubung yugo zhen nane namba taba dubin dole sheba shao was. Tandang su ki zuun di nun di chubung dine de ene zangyan de yawa shen yinba. Dele jenbi chubung yile sa tita sa yang yuris. Desa namba tabin dole tani sheba shao was song duwa.
So there are lot more, you know, need to know about the abandoning dharma than mentioned in here. So, you know, we have to read all the sutra gathering, all the threads. You will find many other ways of abandoning the teaching. So we conclude this, you know, refrain automatically from great wrongdoings. So now we will do some question answers. You know, anybody has question answers, we will do here. Yeah.
It seems very strange that the penalty for abandoning teachings should be so compared with such, like killing so many arhats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
What that means to me that there's really just no gradation, or it's just really bad,
mm-hmm.
or it's good.
Mm-hmm. The Kogal Abdul Zamba, they pay nyeba tsap chimbu shivu jire duwas di karsu gore ta chubungi le de. Andi labdu zamba dea labdu zamba chubungi le saya de la andi pet karsu gore. Di bula labdu zamba ta gangil gi chema da nyambe gi ane
drachamba
seba le and chubungi le sawa di nyeba tsap chava res. And chuden mambu shibale and the chubungle de neva tsapchawares labdua tadi ko yiche chemas go chie tsamas dan na chie tomas ina
di gon de chilo hachi de la de di gon ya sonda pena jambe se do gon gi chubu ma tenen dejin shibale kuwa da kuwa de ba yin gendu la nge de jo ba yin no singi de 디기 레피 콘산 세고 그랬잖아. 그 야 키키던데. 텔레 제세 자세고 텔레소는 자히 용고 주본.
So like you mentioned that's true, it's hard to, you know, comprehend, but you know, if you read the, you know, above here it says in page 53 Manjushri, the karmic obstruction of abandoning the excellent teaching is subtle. Manjushri, whoever distinguishes some of the words spoken by the Tathagatas as good and some as bad, abandoning the teaching. One who abandoned the teaching by having abandoned it deprecates the Tathagata and speak badly of the community. So this to deprecate the Tathagata and speak badly of the community. So if you got this thing, real understanding of these two things, then you will understand the later on what mentioned here, the, you know, destruction of all the stupas in this world, and as well as the kill arahat, equal in numbers to the sand of Ganges. So then you will get a little sense. Yeah. I didn't get either. You are not alone. So it is like, you know, if you destroy all the stupas in this earth and you kill a lot many that, you know, numbers of arahat, but, you know, you won't touch the root, you know, teachings of the Buddha, and you won't uproot the teachings of the Buddha, and as well as you didn't even touch to the Buddha. So, like that. So like that, you know, we say, you know, Buddha's definition, you know, who has completely, you know, realized all the realization and who has abandoned completely all the abandonments. So, you know, Buddha means like that kind of person. Like that kind of person is Buddha. So, you know, if we agree that Buddha has some kind of fault, you know, Buddha is not that perfect, you know, Buddha means, you know, Buddha might have some kind of fault, then, you know, you don't accept, you know, Buddha at all. So in this way, you know, if we agree Buddha has a kind of fault, you know, and as well as, you know, the community, thus holy community or the sanghas, you know, the mainly the, you know, lay audience, you know, full audience monks and nuns, and all those are sangha usually. So, you know, if you say that kind of, you know, sangha with a kind of, you know, mistaken, you know, wrong things, then, you know, you really destroy the path of the, you know, Sangha and as path of the Buddha. So that is why it is becoming really severe. So if you criticize or deprecate, you know, Buddha, then, you know, you deprecate the, you know, three jewels. So if the Buddha's, you know, word or the teaching is mistaken, then the person who spoke is Buddha. So Buddha are considered as a spoken mistaken person. So how we prove Buddha as a, you know, valid, you know, through reasoning, we prove Buddha is, you know, valid. So, you know, how we do that is looking at the Buddha's word, Buddha's teaching. So if Buddha's teaching is not mistaken, then who spoke, the person is also unmistaken. So as Buddha mentioned here, the same thing, you know, here. So here it says that, you know, the abandoning the excellent teaching is subtle. So it is very, you know,
very subtle.
So the about emptiness and all those things, subjects are subtle, but the what is the most subtle, you know, is about the law of causality, cause and effect, is very, very subtle, that, you know, only Buddha can, you know, interpret it. Other than that, nobody can interpret it. That's really subtle, you know, law of cause and effect.
So
the main here, you know, the abandoned dharma is going to happen to us is like, you know, we consider as, you know, gelupa, you know, and we sometimes, you know, look down to the Nyingmapa, and they say Kajupa, and they are not, you know, such and such, and lot of, you know, lot of kind of issues, you know, you tell about that. So like that, and as well as we are great vehicles and Vajrayana, and we look down to those, you know, Sharvaka practitioners and, you know, lesser vehicle practitioners. That kind of things frequent happen, danger to happen to us. So in this way, if we could able to really study Lamrim, then all those, you know, contradictions will, you know, overcome. Like Rinpoche mentioned before, that, you know, for one particular patient and the same doctor, you know, at the beginning, you know, he has kind of jaundice or whatever, and he says that you should not eat the, you know, fats. You know, no butter, no any fats, and like that. Then later on, he is getting better from that jaundice or whatever that disease. Then later on, then, you know, doctor will say, now you have to eat, you know, some fats and some oils or butters or like that. Then, you know, it's, that's the time, you know, even though the same doctor, same patients, but before, if he eat the fat, you know, he is not able to digest. It harm for him. Then later on, you know, he need those things to get better. So that's like that. So in this way, at the Buddha's time also there are many different schools of thoughts, and also, you know, there are many different kind of attainments according to their, you know, inclinations. So there should be a good reason. So we stop here and we do the dedication that, you know, all this Buddha's teaching and especially this Lamrim is, you know, for ourselves to attain the Buddhahood. So, you know, in order to success our practice, you know, we make prayers or supplications to the Lama, and you know, to have a good excellent practice. How we do this, study is that, you know, you came here today, and tomorrow, if you guys don't have to go to work, or tonight, you just make a review, you know, what we have did, and you know, make some notes that if you don't understand, and bring next time before we start, we do the question answers, doubts, whatever you got, according to your notes. Then, you know, we go through the text, and then, you know, you go to home, review it, and then make the notes and bring the text, and we should discuss, debate about whatever in the beginning and then start. That's how, you know, traditionally done. But so, you know, that's how we do in traditionally. So over here, you know, the time is so precious. So, you know, he cannot insist to ask that we should do like that. So, you know, if people want, that's, you know, okay. If people don't want, you know, this is also okay too.
Dagi jine sape
gewa di tena doa kun la kambe enda kebara jizu lo san tabaye tembe nyimbo rindu sel jesho
saji
veje juje me do tama virama nishi Sanje shindo mi te bhuvayi, Jogu namda shila chupasho. Diye nyudo tanana, Jemu chuje pela lunchuje, Sada lamde yunde razone, Doje changi gobanyu tosho.
Guru
Renam
sabhadi lobie marike dondrovana namde jave omboda juchi tema zumbe sarava kuntoya jambele yangi zeve jesone tembe rimpa kun salam jicho Nene dube jana maje jesho, rage jishe tobe alam jene, shudra tsebe trave atakeji, dube yige mba selchene, gyave temba yure dze gyochi, temba rinche choge maja baba,
Sambo chuchu rabdu